also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed with Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 17th of October, 2025. With a real feel of 32 degrees Celsius, it's currently 31 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Mobile NRC registration extended to areas missed during nationwide drive. The DEC nabs the two women for trafficking nearly 15 kgs of cannabis. And thousands gather for state funeral of a former Kenyan Prime Minister Odinga.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The government has announced plans to deploy mobile registration teams to areas that were not reached during the country's first ever nationwide mobile issuance of national registration cards, which concluded in July this year. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka said this exceptional deployment follows the successful mobilization of all necessary registration materials and equipment. Mr. Kalaluka has added that the deployment fulfills a commitment made by Minister in Charge Jack Mwimbu during the official launch of the mobile registration exercise on April 10th at Buseko Primary School in Kitwe, where he pledged that no one will be left behind during the 90-day mobile registration drive. He explained that the upcoming deployment specifically targets regions that were inaccessible during the initial phase due to natural obstacles such as floods, as well as logistical challenges posed by difficult terrain.
The latest deployment of mobile registration teams to some areas of the country that were hard to reach during the 3 months countrywide mobile issues of NRCs due to issues such as floods or challenging terrain is being done through what has been categorized as the exceptional extension of the nationwide mobile registration exercise. In this regard, therefore, government would like to assure members of the public in the affected areas across the country's 10 provinces that we are alive to their concerns and that sufficient time will be provided for them to obtain or replace their NRCs during this exceptional extension, and they should take full advantage of this opportunity.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested two women in separate operations in Lusaka and Kapiri Mposhi district for trafficking a combined total of nearly 15 kilograms of cannabis. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba said in Lusaka, officers have formally charged and arrested 41-year-old Catherine Musonda for trafficking in 8.6 kilograms of compressed cannabis. Mr. Tamba said in a separate cooperation, conducted in Mutanuka area of Kapiri Mposhi Central Province, the commission has arrested 52-year-old Rhoda Chifuaila for trafficking in 6.2 kilograms of dry loose cannabis. He said the seized drugs have been secured as evidence and both suspects remain in lawful custody awaiting their appearance before the courts of law.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Lusaka District in Lusaka Province has formally charged and arrested a 41-year-old female suspect identified as Catherine Musonda. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 8.6 kilograms worth of compressed cannabis. Meanwhile, in a separate operation conducted in Mutanuka area in Kapiri Mposhi District in Central Province, the DEC has arrested a 52-year-old female suspect identified as Rhoda Chifuaila. The suspect has been arrested in connection with the offense of trafficking 6.2 kilograms of dry loose cannabis.
In more news this afternoon, the government has launched the Commodity Digital Trade Platform, a major step aimed at enhancing trade and accelerating the growth of e-commerce in the country. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary Lilian Mwalia said the platform will enable Zambian businesses to connect and trade with counterparts across the globe. Ms. Mwalia has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing robust digital infrastructure, stressing that technology remains a key driver of economic growth.
That as Zambia we are on the path to transformation, and we cannot do that if we do not have the tools that will help us do that transformation. And one of them is electronic means. We are a least developed country. We do not have many resources, but we believe with technology we can leapfrog and achieve quite a number of things in a very short space of time. Trade is one of the key components that government has designated to support growth. Know that we are a population of 20 million people, but when you look at the global population, we can tap into that population and increase our economies of scale.
Meanwhile, Cosmic Wire Inc. Incorporated Chief Executive Officer Gerard Fink has highlighted the platform's potential to integrate Zambia more effectively into global trade, enabling local businesses to compete and participate in international markets.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has congratulated United Capital Fertilizer on the successful commissioning of its 85-megawatt thermal power plant, urea production plant, and industrial park, along with the signing of a landmark $1.4 billion first two expansion project. In a statement, ZAM President Ashu Sagar said the expansion will significantly enhance local fertilizer production and enhance generation capacity. Mr. Sagar said the milestone marks a significant advancement in Zambia's industrialization agenda as it seamlessly integrates fertilizer production with energy generation, driving both agricultural transformation and power diversification. He has also commended the government for creating an enabling policy and legislative environment supported by targeted tax and non-tax incentives, which have attracted over $4 billion in manufacturing investment across the country's multi-facility economic zones. This is the Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
To East Africa, thousands of mourners have gathered at the National Stadium in the Kenyan capital for the state funeral of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Many carried national flags, portraits of the late leader, and wore T-shirts printed with his image to pay their final respects. Security remains tight in and around the stadium, with police and military officers deployed to prevent a recurrence of the unrest witnessed on Thursday during the body viewing ceremony. The BBC has more.
The people of Kenya are mourning the former Prime Minister Raila Odinga at his state funeral in the National Stadium in Nairobi. Choirs accompanied by drumbeats are leading hymns of praise to the 80-year-old, seen by many as a father of Kenyan democracy, and Christian clergy have been delivering eulogies and prayers. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine is in Washington ahead of crucial talks with Donald Trump. The meeting comes a day after Mr. Trump spoke on the phone with Vladimir Putin and agreed to hold a summit in Hungary to discuss how to end the war. Mr. Zelensky said Moscow was rushing to the negotiating table to stop America from supplying long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. The army officer who's taken power in Madagascar has been sworn in as interim president. Colonel Mikhail Rangianirina replaces Ange Roussel, who was impeached after fleeing abroad in the face of mass protests. Colonel has denied his takeover was a coup.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And finally in sports this afternoon, Kansashi Dynamo's head coach Zedi Sailati is confident that his team's fortunes will change once they secure their first win of the season, saying it will help restore confidence in the squad. The newly promoted side is still in search of their maiden victory in the MTN Super League this campaign. They head to Lusaka this weekend to face Napsu Stars, who are coming off a 1-0 away draw against Nchanga Rangers. Speaking to the media ahead of the fixture at Rains Arena Stadium, Sailati highlighted the importance of mental resilience, urging his players to remain focused despite the tough start to the season. And on that interesting sporting item ends the news at 12 hours, but before I go, here's a recap of the top stories. The government has announced plans to deploy mobile registration teams this weekend to areas that were not reached during the country's first ever nationwide mobile issuance of national registration cards, which concluded in July this year. The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested two women in separate operations in Lusaka and Kafiri Mposhi districts for trafficking a combined total of nearly 15 kilograms of cannabis. And to East Africa, thousands